Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying for you 365 days a year, anchored in the Word of God and Scripture. So today we're reading from the New Living Translation of Philippians chapter 1, verse 8, and it says this: God knows how much I love you and long for you with the tender compassion of Christ Jesus. Mind if I pray for you? Father God, thank you so much that you love us with such an amazing love that we can't help but spill it out onto others. And this affection that Paul has for his friends and his fellow co-workers in the gospel is the same kind of affection that you long for us to have for each other. So Lord, I pray for those relationships where the affection is not there and it is hard to love that person. And I pray for a reversal. I pray for a miracle. I pray that you would work in and through those broken relationships. I pray that you would give us empathy and understanding of people who have broken our hearts and people who have hurt us. And instead of only focusing on the hurt that they have given to us, that we would focus externally and look out and begin to see that other people are hurting around us. Jesus, I know that we all need that tender compassion of you. And I'm just grateful that you extended it when you were dying on the cross and you said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. I pray for those today who don't understand that you love them. And I confess that I don't always get it. I don't always understand, and I don't always internalize that you love me. I can say it with my mouth. I can say the words, oh yes, Jesus loves me, but it is hard for me to understand. And for me, it goes back to childhood, and maybe that's true for the person listening today, that they didn't grow up in a place where they felt entirely loved, and so it's hard for them to feel as an adult entirely loved by you. But the truth is, and this is where we need to camp, the truth is, he does love us. The Word of God tells us that he does. He has tender compassion, and that just connotes this like motherly, fatherly, sweet, consistent, encouraging kind of love. So Lord, help us to hear it, to receive it, to believe it, and not just say it out loud, but to believe it in our hearts that you absolutely love us, that you have that tender compassion. And I also pray about that word compassion. I pray today that you would send people into our lives who desperately need to know your compassion. Give us wide open eyes to see those who are hurting today. Instead of just going blindly throughout our day or looking at our phone or checking social media and being distracted by this crazy world, instead help us to open our eyes to see the people in front of us, to actually see them and to pray for them. And Lord, would you give someone in the audience today the gumption, and I have said that word a lot, but the gumption to stop what they're doing in the middle of maybe even a transaction at the clothing store and say, you seem like you're having a hard day. Would you mind if I prayed for you? What an amazing revolution that would be if all of us today decided that they would be willing to listen to your Spirit whisper in their ear someone they could pray for, even a stranger. And it doesn't have to be a stranger. It could just be someone in your everyday life that you stop what you're doing, you stop your agenda, you stop your control, you stop what you're trying to get done for the day, you stop looking at your to-do list, you stop, you pause, and you listen to your to God's still, quiet voice and simply obey and pray for someone, even though it might be uncomfortable. So Lord, would you just open up the floodgates of prayer today in this world, that we would be willing to have such tender compassion for others, that we would be willing to step outside of our comfort zone for your sake, for your kingdom, for your glory, for your renown. You are seated on that throne. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. And you deserve our worship. You deserve our allegiance. You deserve our obedience. You deserve our lives. The road is narrow that leads to you, and few are those who find it. But we want to be those narrow path Christians who fall in love with you day after day after day and live our lives as a sacrifice of worship to you, not afraid to look foolish for you. And I thank you that you use the foolish folks of the world to shame the wise. And we may feel that way today, but that's where you, the beautiful intersection of you and us comes, in our weakness and your strength. I pray this all in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. When life overburdens you, unburden yourself through prayer. God is absolutely listening to you, my dear, dear friend.